Hello, and welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday morning, March 13th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of industry and manufacturing news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is Durango to change name to Quantum Critical Metals. Durango Resources Inc. announces a name change to Quantum Critical Metals Corp. effective March 17, 2025. The company's common shares will trade on the TSX Venture Exchange under the new name with a new trading symbol, LEAP. Shareholders are not required to exchange their certificates. The name change reflects the company's focus on critical metals projects. Critical metals are vital for modern technologies and national security. Recent geopolitical concerns highlight the need to diversify supply chains. Durango is committed to advancing critical metals projects to support secure mineral supply in Canada. Amidus reports 2024 fourth quarter and year-end results. Amidus Inc. reported its 2024 fourth quarter and year-end results, showing a 43% increase in annual revenues to $268 million. India biodiesel revenues rose by 20% to $93 million, with production capacity up by 33%. California ethanol revenues increased by 55% to $162 million. Amidus Biogas saw a 139% revenue increase and an 80% production capacity increase. Solar and biogas projects resulted in $19.4 million in cash proceeds in Q1 2025. Amidus CEO highlighted key achievements in 2024, including the completion of a solar microgrid and the initiation of LCFS credit generation. The company received permits for a sustainable aviation fuel plant and tax credits for low-carbon initiatives. Amidus will host an earnings review call today at 11 a.m. Pacific time.
GSP defines new porphyry copper drill targets and prepares to submit drill permit application for Mur property. GSP Resource Corp. announces the nearing completion of a draft five-year multi-year area-based permit application for the Mur property in British Columbia. Historic exploration work revealed shallow copper mineralization, with drilling showing averages like 30 meters at 0.53% copper. The Mur property, located near the Alwyn Mine Project, is a high priority for upcoming field season exploration. The property has a history of intensive exploration with confirmed porphyry copper molybdenum mineralization. The company plans to submit a diamond drilling program permit application to support future expansion drilling. The Mur project, situated near Teck Resources' Highland Valley Copper Operations, is a key focus for further exploration.
ZQIP showcases electrification solution for construction equipment at Bauma 2025. ZQIP, a leading provider of electrification solutions for construction and part of Moog Construction, will be showcasing its latest technology at the Bauma 2025 trade fair in Munich, Germany. ZQIP will have two locations at Bauma, featuring converted CAT 308 and CASE CX210 ZQ machines at the Moog Construction booth and the CASE WX155-ZQ machine at the CASE Construction booth. Collaborating with CASE, ZQIP's modular electric construction machines offer benefits like reduced emissions, lower costs, and improved performance. The ZQIP system is designed for easy integration into existing equipment, making it a cost-effective way to electrify a fleet. ZQIP's innovative approach to zero-emissions construction sites involves converting a large number of machines simultaneously for optimized energy use and performance. Their modular, scalable solution includes energy modules, conversion kits, and a digital app for real-time monitoring. ZQIP is committed to providing advanced and reliable electrification solutions for the construction industry. Springbird welcomes Thomas Hoskins as new Director of Operations. Springbird, a leading provider of innovative transit solutions, is excited to announce Thomas Hoskins as its new Director of Operations. With over 20 years of experience in transit operations and fleet management, Thomas will optimize operational strategy and drive growth. His background includes roles at Complete Coachworks and Motor Coach Industries, where he led fleet modernization and managed complex manufacturing operations. CEO Elliot Carson stated, "Thomas' expertise aligns with our mission for high-quality transit solutions." In his new role, Thomas will oversee production, fleet operations, and strategic planning to meet industry standards. With Thomas's leadership, Springbird aims to expand offerings and enhance efficiency for reliable transit solutions.
Avion TQ, showcasing avionics solutions at MRO Americas 2025. Avion Tech, a trusted provider of high-quality avionics test equipment and support services, is excited to announce its participation in MRO Americas 2025, happening from April 8 to 10, 2025, in Atlanta, Georgia. Attendees can explore Aviontech's latest offerings at booth 5116, including new, refurbished, and rental test equipment, calibration services, and trade-in programs. CEO Fred Bostani stated, "We are thrilled to engage with industry leaders and present our latest solutions to enhance operational efficiency." Aviontech will also be at NBA's 2025 in Las Vegas, NV, from October 14-16, 2025. Visit www.com for more information. Fall protection and confined space entry requirements. DCS Rescue has emphasized the critical importance of fall protection and confined space entry protocols for worker safety. The article addresses health and safety risks associated with confined spaces, stressing the need to assess potential hazards and adhere to federal and state regulations. It provides an overview of essential equipment like full body harnesses, tripods, and connecting devices for safe entry and fall prevention. The piece offers guidance on selecting appropriate fall protection equipment based on material durability, compliance certifications, usability, and cost effectiveness. DCS Rescue aims to provide businesses and workers with the knowledge and resources necessary to mitigate risks and prevent accidents. For more information on fall protection harnesses, anchors, weight capacities, and harness sizes, visit their website.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.